am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, November 15th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. All right, out of the gates, just so we put this out there, there is a book drive. Perhaps you've heard about it. And it is the John Stadmiller book drive starting November 7th through January 8th. Donations of $100 or more will provide the donor an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller. And more information on the website. Obviously, there are some links. If you donated between November 1st and 7th, you're still eligible. You still qualify to be part of the drawings. Just call 800-724-2719, extension 3, and make the request that you be added to the drawings. And the available books of the week will be posted in the RBN newsfeed every Monday and announced by various hosts, including yours truly. And every Sunday night, there will be a drawing from the list of qualified donors, and the winners will be announced in the second hour of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. If you don't win a book, your name will carry over into the next week's drawing, which is pretty cool. And this policy obviously will, as I said, continue until January 8th, 2023. There you go. And so I mentioned yesterday, last week's winners, Tyler in Ohio and Robert, congratulations. Two copies of Circle of Intrigue. And speaking of Circle of Intrigue, you know, I mentioned that in the book, Circle of Intrigue, Tex Mars talks about how 10 people run the country, and I think what's perhaps fascinating is the absence of prayer that is mentioned these days a lot. You know, I see all around me. You know, I talked yesterday about the interview, Glenn Beck's interviews. I think it was podcast, his episode 161 with Vodi Bakum. There are curious things happening. Why, if Glenn Beck and Vodi Bakum have known each other for 2 or 3 years, can't Glenn Beck seem to pronounce Vodi Bakum's last name correctly? I think that's interesting. How well do they really know each other? How well does Glenn Beck actually know him? That's a peculiarity. But for someone like Vodi Bakum to say that there is a recourse and it's at the ballot box, I think that's fascinating. You would expect someone like Vodi Bakum to say the recourse is first and foremost prayer. And I think maybe I'm reading too far into that. Maybe that was kind of the illusion. I don't think that the ballot box does anything but foment controversy. The thing that bothers me the most in this society these days is the lying and the dishonesty. That's what's most troubling. So, this week's book, Getting Back on Point, Seeds of Fire, China and the Story Behind the Attack on America by Gordon Thomas. And so that's another interesting treatise published back in 2001. And the giving away of technology, I would say, as much as the theft of it. There's been some interesting, you know, subplots in that story. The technology, you know, the software in particular, I mean, software that has backdoors written into it and that is essentially corrupted. That's been an interesting subplot, you know, the Promise Inslaw story, for example, which seems to get people disappeared. That kind of stuff seems to get people. There are some folks historically on RBN even that, you know, have talked about that kind of stuff that aren't around. I was thinking yesterday, speaking of folks that aren't around, that well, some folks have received that kind of treatment, you know, I think to the denial of others, Peter McCullough is presently receiving that treatment. The Nikolai Yezhov, you know, the vanishing commissar, enforced disappearance treatment, as it were. So I'm thinking lately, what is happening if not, we're experiencing David Crowley's gray state. That's what we're experiencing these days. You know, if you watch the concept trailer, the official concept trailer, I think you'll see what I mean. And speaking of things that get you disappeared, for anyone who believes the official story about what happened to David and his family, I would say Robin Cook, you know, Frank Olson, Vince Foster, Philip Marshall, Michael Hastings, Michael Rupert, Aaron Swartz, Andrew Breitbart. Speaking of that guy, Rosa Corey, Anne Heche, Antonin Scalia, Anthony Bourdain, Mark Middleton, and Ashley Hayne, Jim Trafficant, Seth Rich, Victor Thorne, Bill Cooper, Michael Collins Piper, Willis Cardo, Michael Crichton, Robert Ludlum, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, and several others all say they have some beachfront property they'd like to sell you. So, in other words, I don't think that we can rely on the official narrative. Don't you think it's interesting that, you know, speaking of David Crowley's Gray State, isn't it interesting, you know, how Nelson and Herzog came out with basically a whitewash? And, you know, essentially of the same name. Fascinating, fascinating thing. Why? And, you know, to lead people away from that story. Anyway, I digress. So, you know, speaking of kind of what's happening in America today, David Crowley's Gray State, you know what? I'm going to take a moment and talk about what I would call, I don't know, I will call this a Sunday morning thing. A little bit, you know, speaking of the prayer, I think that's the thing that it's the glaring omission from what's going on these days, because we have been, you know, the meta abstraction of context that I've been talking about lately has everyone operating in their own strength, not relying on the Holy Spirit. And this is challenging. I mean, I will admit, We are in a time that is designed to tick us all off, and that's to put it very mildly, to get us all stirred up. You know, maybe we should play that clip of John Lennon talking about that, of all people. They know if they can get you angry and stirred up, now they know how to deal with you. And so, like I was saying yesterday, that's why the Christians have to go away, because that's really... You know, it's not just that the true Christian is supposed to be a person who is just indefatigably patient, so to speak, you know, in the fashion of Christ. But it's also that when there is trouble, the Christian is supposed to, you know, the presumption is that person runs to dad first, Abba Father, you know, daddy. Through the Holy Spirit, basically. Not as a tattletale, but just to invite the Holy Spirit into every possible situation, knowing that he is who he says he is, and that, you know, in Romans 8:28, for example, he will do what he says he will do. He causes all things to work to the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. In other words, Revelation 21:5, Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new." In the perfect tense in the Greek, I am continually making all things new, working in diametric opposition to the, you know, entropy that we experience. Not just bringing order to chaos, but making broken things better than new. And if you're, you know, the architect of chaos who wants to re-engineer things your way, well, that just throws a wrench in your whole program. So that's why you got to get rid of those guys. If you have those people coming in with this book that says, insofar as it be with you, be at peace with all men, well, you can't have those people around when you want to create chaos and upheaval. So there's that. But if you, to use a crude analogy, if I publish the rules of the house and make it known very clearly that a violation of the rules of the house will warrant a flogging if when my son breaks the rules, you know, if I choose, even after the rules have been published, the, you know, terms are clearly outlined, if when my son breaks the rules, I choose not to flog him, does that mean, and I'm being facetious, obviously, to a certain extent, but does that mean that I am a weak, inept, and powerless father, or that my son has some magical power over me? Or does it mean that I am a gracious and merciful father? By the same token, if the older brother chooses to sacrifice himself for his little brother, choosing to set aside momentarily his rightful place, so to speak, again, this is a crude analogy, but, you know, does that make him weak and inept? Or does it make him gracious and merciful and loving and kind toward his little brother, honoring his father, loving whom his father loves? Again, these are crude analogies, but hopefully it makes sense. So why do I bring this up? You know, seeing the lies all around, the election shenanigans bother me as much as anything. All of the dishonesty, all of the, you know, whether it's the false left-right paradigm, which is completely contrived. In all of these things, you see all around you Ezra Pound's technique of infamy. Looking at the so-called election results, the electioneering, again, you know, when I see 51-49 or 50-49 or anything, any races that are within a percentage point, particularly in places where you just know that's just not an honest representation. Something happened there. And there's intrigue afoot that the people are not aware of. It's so upsetting. And, you know, reminds me of Nesta Webster. To deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them, whether they're being led, is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. And this is exactly what happens all around us all the time. And without knowing exactly who's who in the zoo and who's in on it and who's not, who's just buying into the nonsense, you know, it's frustrating when you see, for example, folks like Alan Lichtman saying what he says. You know, he's a high-profile historian who thinks that he understands the, you know, 300 million people. And are you saying, I mean, to me, that's reductivist absurdity. You're going to reduce 300 million people down to a few sound bites? I don't think so. You know, maybe, in a sense, maybe we've become caricaturized because we gulp the, you know, the media consumption is off the rails. If it wasn't, then, you know, all the streaming services wouldn't be doing well and growing by leaps and bounds all the time. Anyway, why do I bring up the subject of, you know, the story? Speaking of the dishonesty and the election stuff, you know, getting people, I mean, it's frustrating, it's upsetting. Even if you don't identify with, you know, the so-called conservative or the so-called Republican or, you know, vice versa, to have truth and virtue and innocence and purity gaslighted while there is this onslaught, a complete and total utter imbalance. There is, you know, a vacuum on the one side and, you know, silencing people. It's evil. We're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Tuesday is Election Day, so let's talk about American elections and democracy. I'm Peter Serafini. This week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system and support Freedom Years Foundation. The U.S. Constitution set up our republic so that you and I, the citizens, only voted for our representatives in the House of Representatives. The president is elected by the Electoral College, and each state makes its own rules about how to award those electorates. It wasn't until 1824, 35 years after this process was established, before the first public vote for president was even recorded. The Senate was originally appointed by your state legislators. That changed in 1913 with the 17th Amendment. Senators are now elected by popular vote statewide, like some sort of glorified member of the House of Representatives. Why this basic history lesson? Because we the people need to remember how important our state house really is. It was your state house that called for and ratified the 17th Amendment. And it's been since the 17th Amendment that our federal government has grown out of control and inserted itself in every aspect of our lives. The state-appointed Senate used to protect states' rights and keep the federal government in check. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next week, Sinus Peshem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Speaking of frustrations, is it me or is technology one of the greatest frustrations? You know, with people, obviously you can say, you should know better. You're being dishonest. You're lying. You know, whether it's a complete misrepresentation or it's a convenient omission, you know, whether it's by commission or omission, with people we can say, you know better. You should know better. But with technology, what do you do? You know, why is this happening? It seems like more than ever, there are ghosts in the machine. There are little gremlins that are trying to thwart us here and there. So what's that all about? It kind of makes me think maybe, I don't know, maybe there's something to that. Really, really strange stuff. Why is that? So, John Stossel's second entry is in the second installment in the series Electric Cars, Inconvenient Facts. That's interesting. I appreciate, speaking of John's, you know, John Stadmiller and the book drive, I really appreciate John Stossel's ability to remain even keel and press on undaunted in fighting the good fight. I think he's doing a great job of that. He patiently explains and articulates as is helpful without embellishing. He's not contentious. He's not condescending or rude, but in a very disarming way, he clearly outlines the spin and then proceeds. And, you know, it's a very quiet way of telling the truth. So he clearly outlines the spin and then proceeds succinctly to unravel and straighten it, which I think is marvelous. So hats off to you, John Stossel. Please continue to press on undaunted. And he's unwavering. And again, that's one of the things you're not supposed to get. I mean, back to the Christian deal, which I will talk about just a little bit more on the other side of this next break coming up. But, you know, that's one of the things that is supposed to happen when a person reads the Bible through and through. Jesus said in John 8, "If you continue in my word, then you will be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." That's a pretty good guarantee. If you continue in my word. And so there it is. I mean, in a nutshell, that's for the prince of the power of the air. That's the thing that you need to, we got to put an end to that. We got to put a stop to that. We can't have people reading that and then realizing that Jesus Christ is their high priest. They don't need anyone. There's no longer a need for any intercessor. Man does not need to stand between man and God any longer, if ever he did. There is one great high priest. And they have received the Spirit. Now they can cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy. And whatsoever you ask, Jesus said, in my name, it shall be done. That's powerful stuff. If you have an agenda and you're trying to build Metropolis, when was it set? You know, what was the setting of Metropolis? Which is an interesting subject. You know, maybe we'll, there's a video talks about this. Confusion over the movie setting. 10 things you didn't know about Metropolis. It's a very esoteric, you know, the book, which was, or I think it was published first in 1925 as part of the PR campaign, really, of the movie. And it was quite a production, even by today's standards, I would say it was impressive, but, you know, 100 years ago. And so what was the premise? You know, it's Babylon, and this tower, you know, this skyscraper is modeled after the Tower of Babel. It was, I mean, even Wikipedia says that Metropolis was so influential that it sparked an entire, what do you call it, design, a kind of an aesthetic. You can still find, you know, many buildings built in that era, which reminds me exactly of Bernays writing about this kind of stuff. You know, Propaganda was published in 1928, right? Imagine that. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We'll be right back. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So back to the, why do I bring this story up? There is this subject of kenosis, for example. This is one of the lines of argument that is bizarre in my opinion, but I'm just me. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there's something I don't understand. So why do I bring up the story that I mentioned and these kinds of things? It's interesting that the pseudo-intellectual Western esoteric community wants to, what I try to do on this broadcast is mention certain things that I think are perhaps important, certainly to the listenership of RBN and to America. I love, you know, I'm a fan of God and country, so to speak. You know, I love God, family, country. Not to disparage any other country, particularly, especially when we get into the contextual nuance of, you know, is it the Chinese people in general that folks are upset with, or, you know, is it the same old kind of, you know, techno-fascist, neo-feudalist oppression that they labor under as well, that doesn't seem far removed, even though China is no longer a British colony, doesn't seem far removed from British influence and intrigue and, you know, Five Eyes, 14 Eyes, 196 Eyes, doesn't seem far removed from all of that influence. You know, you can still go on the New York Times obituary for David Rockefeller and see that he had a private airstrip in China and Russia and other places. When we were, you know, at the height of the Cold War, for example, when tensions were highest, was that just because he was doing his level best to ensure that relations were good? Or, you know, do, for example, his own memoirs tell another story? Was it serial opportunism at work, like his, what is it, great-grandfather, William Devil Bill? So there is the subject of, you know, in seeking to sort of subvert Christianity, there is this, you know, for obvious reasons, to advance a cause. You know, the antithesis of Christianity is communism and socialism. The state will take care of you, the nanny state. Well, who's in charge of the state? Who decides? From whence does all of this derive? James in Vancouver says, you know, really rich, powerful people are the ones messing with you. Well, I don't disagree with that per se. But, you know, I think even they answer to somebody and, you know, a certain character. And they use the philosopher kings to beat the sheep, you know, the masses into submission, to basically socially engineer and subdue people in a very diabolical way these days that, you know, has people believing that it is their idea. No, this is my idea, through things like effort justification and so forth. Very weird forms of Stockholm syndrome and those kinds of things. But again, you know, is Stockholm syndrome the term? Maybe not, because, you know, again, this is a society that's going beyond those kinds of things, and everyone is operating in a solipsistic sort of fashion. The kidnapper doesn't necessarily have any affection for the victim. In fact, quite the contrary. So it's a weird situation. Anyway, it's interesting how the pseudo-intellectual Western esoteric, I want to say community, maybe I should just say tradition, wants to key in to you know, in the discussion of criticism and skepticism, which again gets back to these pieces that I need to publish, you know, the hoodwinked Christian and the eucatastrophe of Western esotericism. the heart of, or the modus operandi of the criticism and skepticism of radical empiricism is, as it has always been, the denial of Christ at the heart of it. And if you could start chipping away, then, you know what, red hand syndrome, not long before you can throw the baby out with the bathwater. And God the Father, by whatever name, it's the same thing. Empiricism, Marxism, dialectical materialism, cultural Marxism, critical theory, critical race theory, pragmatism, positivism, scientism, neutral monism, et so many all. It has, and that's another thing that, you know, guys like, folks like Lark in Texas will remind us, the philosopher kings, the bad guy contingent, will try to take control of the podium, and just about the time that you start to catch on and say, now wait a minute, they'll try to change the rules and change the language and redefine terms, which are really the same old terms. They're just trying to use different language to throw you off and constantly reinventing, you know, like the discussion of communitarianism these days, as has been had, you know. What is it? We just can't quite figure it out. Well, that's because you're not supposed to. And the minute that you do, it'll get a rebranding. Folks have talked about, you know, the Great Reset, for example, that kind of terminology in this context. It's the same old evil. So in this sense, this radical empiricism is the same old attempt to really, at the heart of it, it's the denial of Christ and God the Father. And it's the same old impetus. It's Pyrrhonism of Sextus Empiricus from antiquity. It's the Hellenistic spirit from classical antiquity. The same old questioning of the apostate germ. It's always the apostates, you'll notice. It's fascinating. It's almost always exclusively the apostates who are revered and venerated. What do I mean by apostate? They have in their background some kind of theological training or, you know, brought up in a devout, you know, Orthodox Jewish or Christian home. And then they turn into Karl Marx or Carl Jung or, you know, et so many all, categorically Hellenizing in spirit and nature, pregnant with the beguiling false promises of the original deception, which was Genesis 3, 5, and 7. Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the eyes of them were opened. And, you know, the questioning always leads to, there is a logical sort of progression. One question leads to another. You start entertaining it. It leads invariably to forms of distheism and misotheism. So, you know, it's that kind of thing. And in this discussion, the Western, the pseudo-intellectual Western esoteric tradition has sought to key in on this concept of kenosis, in particular in the Greek, which is really, you know, it's a curious thing when you have a broader context, and it doesn't take much to have a broader context. So kenosis, they say, claiming some vague ostensible evidence from this sort of vain insinuation to be found in Philippians 2:7 in the King James, but, you know, Christ, Jesus Christ, made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Oh, he emptied himself out. He set aside his godhood, they say. It is a mind-boggling spin job. And, you know, for those, I think, you know, maybe there's a legitimate claim to be made that some are actually seeking, the G. Stanley Halls, for example. No, again, if you read Jesus the Christ In the Light of Psychology by G. Stanley Hall. To me, some of it seems like a genuine seeking, but it's always through the lens of man and his pseudo-intellectualizing and trying to bring God down and reinterpret him along man's own lines, which is, yeah, that's like the child trying to interpret father, the little child, not the grown man child, but, you know, the little child trying to say, well, this is what my dad's really all about. He said this, let me find some magical, mystical rewiring of what he said instead of just really kind of taking it at face value or asking him. If you want to know, why not ask him? So more on the spin job in a minute. The Greek root, Strong's G2758, occurs only five times in the Textus Receptus Greek. Only five times. So, you know, if you're looking for some kind of contextual fabric to build on, you would think this whole kenosis subject would be, even the Wikipedia entry for this point mentions the only the five occurrences. New Testament usage, kenosis, but the verb form kenuo occurs five times. And, you know, the other interesting point is that even Wikipedia cites the kenosis discussion under as part of a series of Christian mysticism. Oh, you mean the Gnostic tradition, which is not Christianity. Yeah, it even mentions, you know, Gnosticism, the equivalent of to kenosis in Gnostic literature is Christ's withdrawal of his own luminosity into himself so as to cease dazzling his own disciples. What? You know, it's, you know, if you understand what's happening here, and maybe this is beyond, I don't know, the scope of this broadcast or whatever, but it's the same kind of dishonesty. As far as I can tell or surmise, you know, it's the same dishonesty pregnant with the same apostate germ. So only five times. If you're trying to build an argument, this seems like a weak place to go. So that's just fascinating. And the fact that this can, you know, that this even persists is, I don't know, it's even more fascinating as far as I'm concerned. So only five times, and in only one of those five times, 1 Corinthians 1:17, is this term used even in a remotely similar sense, yet different enough in this context to be entirely different, you know, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Different context. The etymological root of G2758, Strong's G2756, occurs only 16 times in 18 verses in the entire Textus Receptus Greek, which seems like a pretty weak basis for the claim. Like I said, this root, which ironically is also found in Acts 4:25, who by the mouth of thy servant David hast said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? And Colossians 2:8, of course, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. So just to sort of wrap this thought up, in any case, I guess the William Jameses and the G. Stanley Halls and the Durkenheims and the Foucaults and the Kants and the Fittes and the Youngs and the Freuds and the Girards and the Ellules and the Teals, like I said, at so many all, I guess they forget about verses like Ephesians 1:9 through 11, 19 through 23, Colossians 1:19 and 2:19, and for that matter, the entire context of Philippians 2 surrounding the very verse that's cited, you know, this thing, oh, see, he's weak. He's not, he was not really who he said he was. So I'll give you that context after the next break, because I think it's, this speaks to the dishonesty. This to me is the pinnacle of the dishonesty, and all the rest of it flows down from there. Where does it all come from? Jesus said, he is a liar and the father of lies, and there is no truth in him. So I would say that's where. Yep. Okay, so we're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'll be right back.
a lot less time.
Welcome back. So, you know, what is the point of all of this? I'll get into that in the second hour a little bit. There are things happening, peculiar things. You know, why is the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act called what it's called? Why is it called the FACE Act? I don't know exactly what the esoteric, intriguing purpose of the acronym is, but I know there is one. And, you know, what is happening to the folks who peacefully oppose the wholesale murder of innocent unborn children should have us all scratching our heads. You don't have to be a Christian to know that if an 84-year-old lady is praying outside a clinic and she gets, you know, arrested if she's just praying, not prohibiting anyone from access, something is desperately wrong. When people are prevented from gathering in churches, or not even in churches, but in like the church parking lot, in their own vehicles to pray, something is desperately wrong. You don't have to be a Christian to know that. That's just common sense. So what is the context? What is the contextual backdrop of this kenosis discussion? Well, I mentioned Ephesians and Colossians, Ephesians 1, 9 through 11, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians 19, 1, 19 and 23, through 23, excuse me. I'll finish this on the other side of the break. And then continue on. I'll tell you why this kind of stuff matters. I mean, this is the front lines, I would say. This is the ventilation shaft of the Death Star. Oh my gosh, are you endorsing that? No, I'm just saying, you know, it's another crude analogy. So, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.